The San Francisco Peaks are sacred to over 13 Native American tribes of the southwestern United States. Robert Tohey is with the Sierra Club and the Diné, or Navajo Nation, one of the tribes who hold the peaks as holy land.
There are numerous shrines. There are herbs that are used in traditional ceremonies for prayers for healing. There are also the mountain is considered to reside with holy people that are intermediaries between the earth surface people and our belief system with the Creator. And if they use reclaimed water and they continue to expand the operations up there with reclaimed water, then there's a direct disconnect. It devalues our traditional practices.
The proposed development plans by the Arizona Snow Bowl Ski Resort would clear-cut over 100 acres of forest and place 1.5 million gallons of reclaimed waste water on the San Francisco peaks daily to make artificial snow, making the Arizona Snow Bowl the first ski resort in the country to use reclaimed waste water as snow. A consortium of 13 Native American tribes and environmental groups have raised concerns about the spiritual integrity and environmental safety of using reclaimed waste water on the pristine area. But David Smith, spokesman for the Arizona Snow Bowl, says the water is purer than rainwater.
Reclaimed water is something that may come from rainwater, it may come from showers, it may come from sinks, it may come from toilets, it may come from, a lot of different places. It's safer than what comes out of the sky. In the Southwest, there are so many coal-fired power plants that the smog heads this way and pollutes our skies up here in northern Arizona, and then when it rains or it snows, all of those particulates get forced down to the ground, and the water is actually much, much dirtier falling out of the sky than what the reclaimed water produces.
The U.S. Forest Service agrees, and so do the Arizona courts. But according to environmental groups, reclaimed waste water is known to contain cancer-causing agents and pharmaceutical chemicals. That's why over 13 Native American tribes and environmental groups are fighting the proposed development in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. Howard Shanker, one of the representing attorneys for over 5 Native American tribes and environmental groups, say the lower court's decision does not follow the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and overlooks current environmental policies under the National Environmental Policy Act.
Making snow, especially with reclaimed sewer water, which is what they're proposing to do, is a substantial burden on the ability of the tribes to practice their respective religions. Are asserting that they failed to analyze the impacts of withdrawing 1.5 million gallons a day of reclaimed wastewater that's currently used to recharge one of the aquifers, and that they failed to adequately analyze the impacts that children eating snow made with this stuff might have on children.
Oral arguments were heard before a 3-panel judge. Parties expect a ruling within the next couple months. Native American rights organizers and environmentalists say they will appeal and continue to fight the battle if the case is not won in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. For FSRN in San Francisco, I'm Christina Onnestad.